mask gets all over him. Randy Broderick, you go into shock.
Jerry Bader
you
Show.
You can show that. You can experience it.
The Milwaukee Brewers have won four in a row.
First thing that comes to mind, I guess it's the scene with Jessica Tandy when he first gets her into her car. That scene where he's following along her on the street. She stops and says, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to drive you to the stove.
Going into the game. No
home. Precious moment as she gets in the car, and there they are. And Hans
been dealing with
Zimmer's
a thumb issue that bothered him last
music.
Year that hasn't gone away. Wasn't there surgery or something? That's the other weird thing.
Was this the first
this
time you played an Irishman?
As you know, I
tell you the truth, I didn't play an Irishman.
You're telling me Red wasn't Irish?
Nobody said when I read the script, we want you to consider this role or that role. I just read the script and I didn't know. So when I called my agent and I said, whatever. I don't know who it is that they want me to play. Who is it, by the way? He said, Red. I said, oh my God. Really? Couldn't believe it. Then someone sent me the novella. And I read the first page. And Red was this Irishman. So I closed the book. I never read another line. I can't play an Irishman.
He had back to back jacks.
Yahoo!
Second and third innings, I think. I'm not sure. Third and fourth, I don't remember. Third and fourth, I guess. The three-run shot was in the third.
I know that Brad Pitt was very adamant about the final scene of the film, which was very controversial.
Originally, you know, it wasn't ending the way it did. And I thought from the start of it that was correct. But once we got there, I understood Brad's argument that how could you stop that?
That is really
what would keep him from it?
Haven't thought about Robin Yount in 10 years.
You know. Said, well.
Anyway, Braun.
I get that. So, fine.
When he hit his.
Clint called me, and he said, "You know about this?" And I said, "Yeah." It came through my office.
Just went nuts.
And he said, "Well, you want to do it?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I want to do
it. Best Harry
of course,
Duane.
I'd love to do it." And he said, "Well, did you figure out which role would you like to play?"
Sure, appreciate.
And I said, "Well, which role do you
today
want to play?" And he said, "Well, I'd like to be Frankie." I thought, "Yeah, it seems right to me, and I want to play Scrap Iron." I thought Clint Eastwood would get the Oscar for it. I thought he should have gotten at least a nomination. He should have gotten an Oscar.
What is your fondest memory from the set of the Batman movies?
Well, I've always been a fan of Michael Caine's, and this was the first time we got to work with him. So I guess that jumps out first.
Christian Bale has said this, so I hope this is true. Do you recall him falling asleep as he was preparing to shoot the first scene with alongside you and Michael Caine?
He was in bed, so he might well have done that. Yeah.
And by the way,
what did it mean to you to play Nelson Mandela, especially after
really
he said that you were the only one that should play that role?
Well, he didn't put it quite that way, but he did say that
it would have gotten behind
if he was to be played
and he, not caught it.
And he had a choice, he would choose me.
I have to respect just good. He responded,
I told him in
as
order
and as
for
man
me
yesterday. I
to
have
do
to
it, I would need access
but
to him. And he granted it.
Don't respect
playing him was
failed in
a big feather.
We've
huge,
all,
huge,
those of us
huge
in the
feather.
Public eye,
my one
in the public eye,
fear
us,
in attempting him
but it's
was I don't do accents.
Would not
I'm not one of those actors who's blessed with the ability to hear it and repeat it. So, first day on the set, and I opened my mouth, and he came out.
I'm not gonna lie.
It was thrilling. Yeah, it's like, oh,
yesterday.
There he is. But I remember what he said when we showed him the movie.
Very difficult, very conflicted for me.
What he said was,
right,
maybe now they'll
stuff to
remember
the next
me.
Hour. I actually need to give away some Brewer tickets. And we'll do that. I'm not sure when we're going to do that. I don't know. We'll give away some Brewer tickets. I want to get into the topic.
The most extraordinary animals you will ever meet. The lemurs of Madagascar.
Vulgar lemurs in the name of Christianity.
lemurs, are they cute? Are they creepy?
Cute. Not creepy. I don't think I couldn't think of them as creepy at all. There's such intelligence, you know, when they look at you. They're looking at you. Each family member adds their part to a chorus that travels deep into the forest.
On the cute scale of 1 to 100, how cute are they?
Probably amongst those up in the high 80s and 90s. The cutest of all cutes are dolphins. So they have set the benchmark for me.
What's cuter, the lemur or the penguin?
Lemur.
Lemur all the way?
Yeah.
If a lemur is in the 80s, where is a penguin?
60s.
To get to in the next question. Do you know the 40% of Americans, if they had a crisis, major car repairs, 40% of Americans don't have at least $2,000 they could access somehow. If the car takes a dump, if something happens.
In the age of the dinosaurs, a family of tiny castaways was swept out to sea. They landed on a mysterious island and evolved into some of the most extraordinary animals you'll ever meet.